2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Amen. Let us read. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. I did that again, didn't I? Bow your heads with me, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today, come and saying thank you. Lord God, I pray today that you would open the ears and the eyes of your people. I pray, Lord God, that you would take the words of the paper and write them on their hearts. I pray, God, for a new revelation today. Father God, the choir just sang, it's time to make a change. And I thank you that a change is being done right here and right now. I thank you, God, that you already know all about it. And you are the one that set it into motion over 2,000 years ago. For every heart that is here, I say thank you. For every ear that are here, I say thank you. For every disciple who wants to know about you, I say thank you. Now it is my prayer that you would allow me to decrease and your word would increase. For truly all that we do is to your honor and to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Lift your Bibles high. Hallelujah. Lord, you got to slow me down here. Make our confession. This is my Bible. God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen, amen. Have a very quick word today. Quick for me anyway. Hallelujah. Think with me shortly from this theme. Decree it and see it. Decree it and see it. Look at your neighbor, smile nicely and tell them, Pastor said, decree it and see it. You already got the power. Hallelujah. When we read in our meditational scriptures from Mark 11, it simply said that you can say, whatever you say, you're going to have. Whatever you believe God will do for you, he will do for you. However you believe, that's what you will receive. God just wants to make sure we have no awe and no trespasses against our brothers. Then when we look over in Matthew, it says simply that whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And then we look over to 2 Corinthians. And 2 Corinthians said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Children of God, I came to tell you today, God has blessings for us right here and right now, but it is up to us to release the anointing for which God has already given us. If you've never said anything before, you probably have what you already said. If you never tried anything in God before, you probably have what you ain't never tried. But I came to double dog dare you today. If you would just take a step in faith and look around you and see what it is that you want God to do for you. And then if you have the boldness in Christ to stand up and say, God, this is what I want from you today. I double dog dare you to stand there and get what you're standing there for. And in the word of God, it says simply, old things are passed away. see, y'all said that so weak. Turn around and tell your neighbor, you look new to me. Because guess what? When we walked in this morning, somebody came in today and they have been defeated all week. Somebody came in this morning, had nothing gone right for them all week. Somebody had trouble from last Sunday until last night. But I came to stomp a devil down this morning and say, look at here, we ain't taking that no more. Today is a day. It's a brand new day in Jesus. And we gonna come and get what belongs to us. Hallelujah. It said, behold, you are a new creature. Even when the men were singing, it's time to make a change. Who in here need a change? Who in here want to make a change? But God said, if you decree it, you will see it. As they were saying, my heart about to jump out of my stomach. Lord, look at them today. We don't even recognize. We are singing the testimonies of God. Whatever you want to see, child of God, you have to believe him enough to at least say it. The Bible said it. We are already new creatures. We are anointed of God. Do you believe what God said about you? Do you believe you have the power of God? Do you believe you are anointed? Hallelujah. When we read in Mark 11, it said have faith in God. That means have the God kind of faith. Hallelujah. Got a call this week about Brother Willis. Brother Willis said, I'm sick. Somebody needs to check on me. Hallelujah. Then turn around. Brother Willis smiling and grinning this morning. He must have said something. Children of God, we suffer needlessly. We have pain needlessly. We walk around with our mouths shut like we don't know who God is. But you need to stand flat-footed and kill a devil in your house. You need to stand flat-footed and just put your foot on his neck and say, no more. But as children of God, we try to be so polite. We say, get back, devil. Don't you know the devil ain't playing with us? He is out for blood. He is out to kill, steal, and destroy. You better get ugly in the face. Playing pity-pat. Don't make sense. And look at this scripture. I'm in 2 Corinthians. It said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of who? They are of God. God wants us to have the best in life. He wants us to call those things that be not as though they were. He said, you have not because you ask not. But everyone that asks, receive it. Everyone that knocks, the door opens. Everyone that seeks, finds it. So child of God, what's our problem? What's wrong with us today? We walk in church and be mad at other people. Ain't nobody did nothing to you. If you have not, it's because your mouth is shut and your hand is open. You better train that. Every now and then, you need to get mad at the devil running havoc in your house, havoc in your neighborhood. You need to stand there with your sanctified self and say, in the name of Jesus, I ain't having this no more. Someone look at your neighbor and say, decree it so you can see it. We are not the ones who are looking for power. We are the ones who have been anointed with power in the name of Jesus. We got the power to run the devil back to hell where he came from. But you got to get mad at the devil. Which is our first problem. We don't know enough to get mad. We sit back like it's supposed to happen. Sickness is in the land, but that don't mean you're supposed to get it. Poverty is in the land, but that don't mean you're supposed to get it. They laying off people, but that don't mean it's your job. You better take control. That's what God gave us our mouth for. He said, speak it. If you believe it, you can receive it. But the question is, what do you believe? St. John, I tell you, I came to kill a devil this morning. I came to kill a devil this morning. Children of God, too long, we sit back and just receive. Now, don't get mad at me, but I want you to know, God does not have a welfare system in his community. He does not have that because you don't fare well on welfare. Welfare was just here for a little while. You need to say, God, I want more than this. God, you can do better than this. God, I'm your child. And then stand there and watch him open doors. Watch him move mountains. Watch him. But we sit back and take anything people jug down our throats. I don't know about you, but I don't like crumbs. You can see I cannot hula hoop with a Cheerio. So therefore, you know, girlfriend like abundance, amen. Who in here don't like abundance? That's right. I keep telling y'all, Burger King named the sandwich after me. It's called Whopper. So in the faith, God wants us to have more than enough. You can't help nobody if you don't have enough for yourself. You can't share with nobody if you don't have enough for yourself. That's why he said, I give you life and that more abundantly. You're supposed to have enough to say, I'm full. Take some of mine. I got enough. Take some of mine. But we sit back with nothing and grin about it. Hallelujah. Every now and then, you're supposed to get downright indignant with the devil. Every now and then, you're supposed to choke him with the word of God and say, God said no more. But we are so dainty. We let drugs run down our community. We let ugliness run through our family and think we have to take it. The devil is a lie. I came to make a decree this morning. I came to stand on the word of God this morning. I'm a new creature. If I didn't have no power yesterday, I'm full of power today. If I didn't have nothing yesterday, I got all I need today. Because before I walked in St. John, I said, God, I decree it. What do you want? What do you really want from God? Some of us sit here today, I just want a new car. And then we cry about the car payment. I just want a new house. I don't want to clean it. I just want my children to be A students. And you don't help them with homework. Children of God, you better have some sense when it comes to God. When he says, ask whatsoever you want. Let me tell you, there is no prayer that's going to be answered if you don't put some lead on your prayer. Praying for a job and never filling out an application is crazy. I'm waiting on God to drop a job from heaven. You're going to starve. I want to be an A student and skip class, every other class. You crazy. This is not, God is not a genie where you rub him three times and you get your wish. You have to put some legs on your prayer. If you pray for him to open the window of heaven, you at least got to get to a window. When we look over in Matthew, it said, wherever two touching and agree. Let me tell you, husband and wife, you shouldn't have no problem. Because if one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. You better get with your husband and your wife. Some of one of y'all better believe God is God. And then as far as your single people, if you don't have nobody else to agree with, stand your happy self in a mirror and say, God, you know what I need. God, you know. God, you know. God, I believe. And if you argue with yourself, I know you're crazy. Says over here, he said, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. See, children of God, we want a whole bunch of people around us. Everybody is not wanting you to get blessed, but you need to want to get blessed. And then some of us, because of how we came to God, we don't feel adequate enough that God will hear and answer our prayer. But I came to tell you, that is a lie from the pit of hell. All of us came to God the same way. We were fit, we were too bad to live and wasn't fit to die. We were get a grip here. Nobody in here is sinless. Nobody in here is clean as a whistle. Nobody in here been dipped in tithes and rinsed with Clorox. You are a lie. Everybody in here, the Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And those of us who reach the age that can't do it no more, we at least think about it. In the Word of God, it says we are new creatures. See, some of you don't know what new creatures is. A new creature is when God have brought you from whence you come and given you a new destination. When God have brought you out of darkness into a marvelous life. When God has given you a chance when nobody else would give you a chance. You are a new creature. Doesn't matter what you did last night. I'm talking about what are you doing now? Today is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Today we rejoice because we are glad of it. Father God, you got to learn how to call those things that be not as though they were. I'll ask this question again. What is it you want God to do? What is it you need him to move in your life? Have you ever sat down and taken time to think about it? We don't just go skip to my daughter up in this house. This is serious business. And we need to get serious about our relationship with Jesus Christ. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Whenever you need him, he said, I do a new thing. But we are still trying to serve a new God with old religion. It ain't going to work. When he said in Malachi, put me to the test. It wasn't just about tithes and offerings. Whatever it is, whatever aspect of your life you find it hard to believe God for, that's the one he wants. If you right now think, God, I don't know. What is it? I don't know. See, you are playing. In James, it said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. When you come to God, you better believe that he is, because he is a rewarder of those who diligently. That means you made up your mind. God, I ain't playing this time. God, I'm serious this time. And you've taken time and made you a list. God, this is what I need. This is how I want to be. This is what I want to do. God, I got my mind made up and I ain't going back. Somebody say, decree it so you can see it. See, now y'all done got scared. But in the name of Jesus, you have the power right now, where you sit, to call out anything you want from God. And the scripture says that if you believe it, you will receive. But let me tell you what we do. We get so sanctified and holy. Yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, God. And then that benediction. Did you believe that mess? No, child, I didn't see. Child, she just had to say that. You know, where we going for dinner? Let me tell you. I live this thing 24/7. This is the air that I live and breathe on. This is the blood that's running through my veins. If the word of God don't work, I will die in front of your face. All I got is the word of God. The word of God wakes me up in the morning. The word of God puts me to sleep at night. When my back is up against the wall, I say, Father, I don't play when I come to this baby. Every now and then, you need to get so mad at the devil that all you can say, thus said the Lord. Where is it in our life today? The word of God should be so close to you. It is the air that you breathe. If you didn't have the word of God, you would not have a strength to put one foot in front of the other. But I live and move and have my being in Jesus. So I came to make a decree this morning. Anybody that wants something from God, If you don't have nobody else to pray with, I will say it in faith with you. And if you're a little shaky on your faith, I'll get another person that will say it. He said, wherever two or three touch and agree. But we have to agree on what it is we want. God, I want all the money in the world. Get serious. If you don't balance your checkbook, you don't know where your money coming from. God, I want all these new clothes. You don't hang up the clothes he already gave you. God, I want a husband. You done had a couple of them and you weren't faithful to none of them. God, I want me a nice wife. Well, you, when you get her at size 6, she gonna be size 16. You still gotta love her, don't you? God, I want a job. I want a nice job, paying a lot of money. You ain't tithing now. Why did he give you a job? Somebody say, decree it and see it. Came to be real serious with you this morning. He said he has given us the power. Power to tread on serpents. Power to drink poisonous liquids and they won't harm us. Power to call those things into existence that we don't presently see. Power, I tell you. We have power today. But we have to take time. Know what it is you calling down from heaven. The scriptures say whatever you loose. Hello. It's loosed up there. Mean what you ask for. And then whatever you bound, it's going to be bound up there. Know what you binding. But we have gotten to this one point. I lose this. I lose money. I lose. And then everything is bound up. It's like having constipated religion. Son of God, this is a balanced thing. The Lord said, when I bless you, I want you to bless somebody else. When I give to you, I want you to give to somebody else. When you call something down, send something back up. Keep this thing rolling. So as we prepare, you know, look at yourself. You are powerful. You are anointed. You are the one that when he went to the cross, even though he had everybody else's name, your name was at the top. Even though all these other prayers went through, your prayer was what he heard first. And even though everybody else was hungry, he made sure you got fed. Don't you know God stopped time to see what you wanted? And when he came to us, we had the nerve to say, I'm fine. We had the nerve to say, that's all right, I'm okay today. Let's be real, church. God has opened the windows of heaven saying, what is it I can do for you? If Jesus walked down this aisle right now, and took the mic and said, what do you want? Some of us will be so dumbfounded because instead of being the church, we got caught up in playing church. If the choir never sings a song, if the scripture is never read, if there's not another prayer goes forth, you need to know what it is you want for your house. Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture, right now I'm over at Matthew chapter 18. He says here, and again, that I told you before, you didn't believe him the first time he said it. So he's saying it to you again. If you missed it the first time, you have an opportunity right now. And those of you with pencil and paper, on your bulletin, I want you to make one word right now. Write one word that you want God to do for you. Write down one word. See, some of y'all looking up at me, you thought it was playing. Just write one word. Because he said, if you can decree it, I'll make sure you see it. You have to say what it is you want. You have to be ready because he said he's going to come by like in a twinkling of an eye. And you have to be ready. You never get a second chance to make your first request. You have to be on target. You have to be on cue. This is your time. This is your hour. This is your moment. What do you want from God? If you can decree it, God said, I'll make sure you see it. Today, right now. Now what I want you to do is take your neighbor by the hand. Take one of your neighbors by the hand. He said, wherever two or three talk and agree, take your neighbor by your hand and repeat these words. Neighbor, by the power of God invested in me, I add my faith to yours that you will see whatever you have asked about God. Whatever you have asked from God, whatever you have asked from God, as we decree it, I believe we will see it today, starting here, starting now. Give the Lord a hand praise. God, that's how we build on faith. And see, some of you, that was just a formality. But I came to tell you, it's in his word. Whatever you find in his word, you can add it to your life. But you have to believe that you receive. You have to want him to work in your life like that. You have to be so sanctified that no devil in hell can pull you off what you just asked for. In Sunday school today, I was telling them, I'm so tied up, I'm signed, sealed, and delivered in Jesus. I don't care, he can give me the devil can come up with a Mercedes and a Porsche. And I still go off in my Taurus. Because I know God gave me a Taurus. I know he provides the payment every month. Now with a Mercedes, I might have to lay down with somebody I ain't going to lay down for. With a Porsche, I might have to go somewhere I don't want to go. But with that Taurus, I just ride in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every month, God, this is your call. He sent me my favor. I know which side my bread is buttered on. In the word of Jesus. Child of God, we have to get ready. We have to get ready. How many of you can stand and be blessed today? How many of you wearing your clothes of righteousness today? How many of you are wearing your clothes of holiness today? How many of you are wearing the praise of glory today? How many of you are waiting for God to pour down blessings from heaven? How many of you today came to be blessed? How many of you? Because the Lord said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You better get ready, get ready, get ready. This is the day blessings will hit God's house. This is the day answered prayer will hit God's house. This is the day power has been restored to God's house. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Some of you are saying, well, how can you be so confident? It is not me. But over 2,000 years ago, when my Lord and your God ascended through 46 generations, I didn't have the power then. But when he stopped on a train called Mary, tell me he walked this earth 30 plus years, I didn't have the power then. But when they beat him all night long, and then they hung him on that cross, I didn't have the power then. And when they stood him up between heaven and earth, blood coming from his head, I didn't have the power then. They took him off that cross, laid him in a borrowed tomb. I didn't have the power then. He laid there all night Friday, laid there all day Saturday. I didn't have the power then, but they tell me when Sunday morning, when he got up and the string was reeling and rocking. He said, I got all power in heaven and in earth. And when he got up, I got up. When he got up, you got up. When he got up, we all got up. The question is, do you believe enough to make a decree? Do you believe enough to stand on his word? Do you believe enough to reach out and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pull it down in Jesus' name. I pull down health. I pull down healing. I pull down peace of mind. I pull down abundance. I pull down prosperity. I pull down. I pull down. I pull down. And then I give you poverty. I give you sickness. I give you back pain. I give you broken marriages. I give you. I give you. I give you. And then stand there. And stand there. This is the day. This is the time. This is your hour. What are you believing for? God is not scared. He is not scared. The Bible says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Every name has to bow in Jesus. Can you think of a name? Cancer has to bow. Hallelujah. Heart disease has to bow. Hallelujah. Whatever you can think of, it has to bow in the name of Jesus. And you got to tell it, bow down before my God. Bow down. Because he says, if you can decree it, he will show it to you. Hallelujah. If you love the Lord, say hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, tenor date for baptism. It's time for you to decree a thing. If you don't know what this power is all about, you need to come today. If you're not sure you are anointed, you need to come today. If you are not sure that you know who Jesus is, you need to come today. Won't you come? You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. God wants to show you something, but he can't show you if you're not part of the family. Won't you come? Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Will there be one today?
For God so loved the world.
He loves you like that, church.
He loves you like that.
He loves you like that. You tried the rest.
Begotten Son.
Why don't you try the best? His name is Jesus.
And who?
Will you come right now?
So
will you come right now?
Believe
it. He said, if you believe it, you can receive it.
Should not
perish. He said, decree it, and you will see it.
Shall have
when you come to them. If you're not sure you have power,